Mud Podcast presents.
And now it is time for Heart of the Earth. This is a program about Native Americans and other indigenous cultures. I had said weeks and weeks before to my husband, Biden's going to release him. He's going to let him go, but it's going to be as he's walking out the door of the White House. So I kept saying, you know, we have till 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and about 9:58, with just few moments left in his presidency, he granted clemency for Leonard Peltier, didn't pardon him. Of course, he couldn't because of the FBI and the pressure from the FBI, and I'll read a little more about that later. But he is free. He just has to serve out the rest of his term under home confinement. And some people might think that's not really free, but you know, when you're 80 years old, what you basically do is go to the doctor, get groceries, visit family, and go to church. Leonard will be able to visit his family, go get groceries, go to the doctor, and go to ceremonies. And that's all he's wanted. There is a home, a house, waiting for him in North Dakota with his people. He will not be released until February 18th. Maybe it's the 19th, but I think it's the 18th. And he will be free. I really want to thank everyone that reached out to me. I got calls from everywhere. Even Lauren, our news director who's in Central America, called me. Friends in Seattle, Portland, the Bay Area, just jumping for joy, crying, and just knowing how important this day was for Indian country. And I know a little bit of controversy. Anna Mae Aquash's daughters are just livid that he's being free, but they said they want justice for their mother, and it's the FBI who owes justice to Anna Mae and her family. It's the FBI that owes justice to Leonard Peltier. Leonard Peltier was in jail because he was the last one caught. I mean, Dino Butler and Rob Robidoux went to trial and were found not guilty. So they had to blame someone. And Leonard was the only one, you know, that they, you know, they had. And he had gone to Canada, and he was extradited under lies. You know, they find him guilty because Anna Mae's family, because of association with the American Indian movement. Well, there's lots of us. And I know they're hurting. But it's not Leonard. It's the FBI. The lies that they spread about Anna Mae to make everyone distrust her. When they would arrest him in South Dakota, she'd always be released immediately, so people would think she was a Fed. So I want to share just different stories about Leonard's release and freedom. And this is from Indian Country Today. In one of the final acts while in office, outgoing President Joe Biden commuted the life sentence of activist Leonard Peltier, who has already served 49 years in prison in the shooting deaths of two federal agents during a standoff at Pine Ridge in 1975. Peltier, who has suffered ongoing health problems, will be allowed to live out his life at home, according to a statement by the White House. Quote, the president is commuting the life sentence imposed on Leonard Peltier so that he serves the remainder of his sentence in home confinement, according to the White House statement. Quote, he is now 80 years old, suffers from severe health ailments and has spent the majority of his life, nearly a half a century, in prison. The White House news release disappeared, and the link responded with a 404 error after President Donald Trump was sworn into office on Monday. Quote, "It's finally over. I'm going home," Peltier was quoted as saying in an NDN collective news release. Quote, "I want to show the world I'm a good person with a good heart. I want to help the people just like my grandmother taught me." NDN Collective's founder and executive officer Nick Tilson, who has fought for Peltier's clemency, is looking forward to Peltier going home, though he said officials have indicated Peltier may not be released for several weeks. Quote, "Leonard Peltier's freedom is the result of 50 years of intergenerational resistance, organizing, and advocacy," Tilson said. Quote, "Leonard Peltier's liberation is our liberation. We will honor him by bringing him back to his homelands to live out the rest of his days, surrounded by loved ones, healing, and reconnecting with his land and culture." Tilson has also called Peltier, quote, "the longest living indigenous political prisoner in the history of the United States." U.S. Democratic Senator Brian Schultz from Hawaii, who was pushed for compassionate release for Peltier, praised the decision. Quote, "If there were ever a case that merited compassionate release, Leonard Peltier's was it," he said. And he serves as the vice chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. A quote, "President Biden did the right thing by showing this aging man in poor health mercy and allowing him to return home to spend whatever days he has remaining with his loved ones," he said. Quote, "I thank President Biden and the countless advocates who worked tirelessly over the years to secure Peltier's release." Schultz made a 4-minute plea on the Senate floor on December 4th, asking Biden to grant clemency to Peltier. Quote, "The process that led to his conviction had major issues and inaccuracies from the start," he said. And I just want to quote here, you know, that was over 120 tribal leaders sent a letter at the same time to President Biden asking for clemency for Leonard Peltier. And if you were listening to KMUD's news on Monday night, yesterday morning, I really want to thank Kelly Lincoln for doing just an excellent coverage. And she actually, you know, had the prosecutor who prosecuted him say why Leonard should be free. And I think hearing his voice and him saying it just, you know, really struck, you know, a chord with everyone. So I really want to thank Kelly for the excellent news story. But to continue, the release of Peltier, Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, has drawn support from a number of human rights organizations and activists, including Amnesty International USA, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and others. Others, however, have questioned his role in the violence committed by the American Indian Movement during the Wounded Knee era in the 1970s, which included the deaths of two Federal Bureau of Investigation agents. The Assembly of First Nations recently rescinded its 40-year support for Peltier because of his alleged role in the murder of Anime Apicto Aquash Mi'mac. Peltier is maintaining he has no involvement in her death, and he didn't. You know, he didn't. John Graham, from one of the nations in British Columbia, was the one that murdered her, took the gun, and shot her with the help of Arlo Looking Cloud. And I forget the evil woman's name, this Native woman. She's in that documentary, and she was so jealous of Anna May and all that she was doing. She spread so many lies about her, and that is who is responsible. The FBI, number one on that list. But to continue, Peltier was not convicted of murder in the deaths of the FBI agents Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams. He was convicted of aiding and abetting the murder of federal officers, plus received a 7-year sentence for an escape attempt. Schultz said that Peltier's constitutional rights were violated during the trial. And under Biden's last-minute action, Peltier has repeatedly been denied parole, pardon, clemency, and compassionate release. Quote, "I'm still hoping it's real," said Jean Roach, who as a 14-year-old was a witness to the 1975 shootout in Oglala on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Quote, 50 years is a long time to wait. Roach Lakota is co-director of the International Leonard Peltier Defense Committee that has coordinated the campaign to win Peltier's release. Roach said her mother, Evelyn Handboy, was a good friend of Peltier's and that Peltier had been asked to come to Oglala to protect members of the American Indian Movement who were taking a stand against supporters of Oglala Lakota Chairman Dick Wilson. Quote, "The AIM people were scared," said Roach. "Peltier saved our lives." Roach, who said she hoped to see Peltier soon on his home reservation in North Dakota, said the long campaign to free him was difficult. Quote, "The FBI threw everything at us," she said. "They painted a picture that was so negative that the public began to believe it." Former Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, Laguna Pueblo, applauded Biden. Quote, "I am beyond words about the commutation of Leonard Peltier. His release from prison signifies a measure of justice that has long evaded so many Native Americans for so many decades," she wrote on social media. Quote, "I am grateful that Leonard can now go home to his family. I applaud President Biden for his action and understanding what this means to Indian country." Native people across the country celebrated Peltier's clemency and those who fought for it over the years. Quote, "We applaud President Biden and this administration for its bravery and righteousness in extending clemency to Mr. Peltier in the sunset of his life," said United South and Eastern Tribes, Inc. President Kirk Francis, in a statement, said, quote, "While nothing can truly set right the violation of his rights and decades of wrongful captivity, this action of compassion brings some healing and justice to Mr. Peltier and his family, as well as this painful chapter in the history of tribal nation United States relations." Attorney Kevin Sharp of Nashville, who filed Peltier's first bid for clemency in 2019 and again in 2021, likewise praised the Biden decision. Quote, "President Biden took an enormous step toward healing and reconciliation with the Native American people in this country. Quote, it took merely 50 years to acknowledge the injustice of Leonard Peltier's conviction and continued incarceration. But with the president's act of mercy, Leonard can fully return to his reservation and live out his remaining days." Sharp, a former federal judge in the Middle District of Tennessee, represented Peltier for 5 years until the NDN Collective took over the effort. And I really appreciate the support of all the allies for freeing Leonard Peltier. I had was hoping to have different people, you know, to interview him on the radio, and everyone is really, really busy. And one of my old Aimster friends said, "You got this, Agnes. You got this. You can do this." And it was out. He knew. He knows me. Yeah, well, Nick Tilson and Holly Cook Macaro sat in a rental car outside the Coleman Federal Corrections Complex in Florida, trying to stay calm. Quote, "We were listening to Sundance music, and we were smudging, and we were praying," Tilson Oglala Lakota, the founder and chief executive of the NDN Collective Advocacy Organization, told Indian Country Today. But time was running out on Monday, January 20th, as they watched the White House briefing room website for any word that outgoing President Joe Biden would grant clemency to Native activist Leonard Peltier, who had been behind bars for nearly 50 years. Quote, "I think I have PTSD from hitting refresh over and over," said Cook Macaro, Red Lake Band of Ojibwe, who oversees government affairs for NDN Collective. Quote, "It was really very long, maybe the longest day of my life." On Monday at noon Eastern Time, Donald Trump would be sworn in again as president, and the opportunity for Biden to act would evaporate. "We started getting worried because all of a sudden it was like 1 hour left into this administration, then 40 minutes, and then 30 minutes, Tilson said. "We felt like the window was closing. And then, quote, pure joy," said Macaro. "I just remember bursting into tears and kind of freezing for a moment," Tilson said. Quote, "This day has actually come for Leonard and our movement and for our people." The notice arrived with just a few minutes to spare that Biden had commuted Peltier's two life sentences, allowing the 80-year-old American Indian Movement activist to return home to live out his remaining years at the Turtle Mountain Band at Chippewa Indians Reservation in North Dakota. Peltier, who was convicted of aiding and abetting in the 1975 killings of two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, was denied parole as recently as July and wasn't eligible for parole until 2026. His commutation comes after decades of grassroots organizing in Indian country and the presentation of evidence of misconduct and constitutional violations during the prosecution of Peltier's case. NDN Collective has led the effort for years to win Peltier's freedom. Quote, "It was surreal," said Tilson, who remembered organizing rallies to free Peltier as a teenager in Rapid City, South Dakota. Quote, "To get to this point where this could happen is hard to believe. I immediately imagined Leonard coming back to his homelands, because that's the same thing that any Indian person has ever wanted to do, is to go home." But Peltier was still behind the walls of that Florida prison, unaware of the news. It was a federal holiday, and there was no opportunity for visitations. And then the phone rang. He called at 12:46, Macaro said, which was almost exactly 1 hour after the grant of clemency had been announced on the White House website. So he had no idea. He said he'd been awake all night awaiting news. And so he said, "Well, you know, did it happen?" He was nervous, but he'd been through this before without success. Quote, "We were able to tell him that, yes, President Biden had commuted his sentence and that he would serve out the remainder of his sentence under home confinement at the Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation," she said. Quote, "He said, 'So it's real? It's real?' said Macaro. "He asked us that a couple of times. We said, 'No, it's real. It is pure joy and love and celebration today for us. And I know we all share that so much of Indian country.'" Macaro said that Peltier asked her and Tilson to accompany him on his journey home to North Dakota, though he likely will not be able to leave the prison for several more weeks. Quote, we're both very honored and humbled that we get to play this role after so many decades," she said. Quote, "There are thousands of people and voices who joined in this fight to gain justice and liberation for Leonard Peltier. And so to be able to walk with him as he leaves those prison walls, it's a very emotional thing for me, too, to think about." For Tilson, the day was bigger than any one person or one organization. Quote, "This is emotional to think about him coming home," he said, "but also it is an acknowledgement that what was done to him was wrong." He continued, quote, "It's an acknowledgement of what has been done to Indian people and how we were treated throughout history was also wrong. How he was treated in his incarceration and prosecution is consistent with how the United States government has treated Indian people, treated us that we're less than, that we're not human, that we don't deserve the same human rights that other people do, that we don't deserve the same civil rights that other people do, that our sovereignty doesn't matter, that our self-determination doesn't matter." Quote, "And so when you look at Leonard Peltier, one of the realities is every Indigenous person sees a little bit about themselves and Leonard Peltier and Leonard Peltier's struggle," Tilson said. Quote, "Because all of us have experienced injustices at the hands of the United States government. That's why the context of this moment is so huge."
KMUD is a community radio station in the Redwood region of Northern California. Donate to support people-powered radio at kmud.org.
Well, from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, to the U.S. Penitentiary in Central Florida, those who fought for decades for the release of Turtle Mountain Chippewa activist Leonard Peltier celebrated former President Joe Biden's decision Monday to grant him clemency. Quote, tears of joy," said Ivis Long Visitor, a 70-year-old Oglala Lakota man who was at the scene on June 26, 1975 shootout between members of the American Indian Movement and two FBI agents. Quote, "I was so happy. I never really thought they'd let him out." Long Visitor's grandparents, Harry and Cecilia Jumping Bull, owned the land where the shootout occurred, and Long Visitor lived there with his family. He and his family were forced to escape the federal cordon around the scene that day And he has advocated for Peltier's release ever since. He said his mother, Rosalind Jumping Bull, was among Peltier's staunchest defenders until her death in 2015. Quote, "It's been a long road for that man," he said, fighting back tears. Quote, "The grandmas are happy up there in the spirit world. They were really for Leonard all of their lives." In nearby Pine Ridge, shouts and tears of joy began erupting spontaneously in homes and public spaces as news spread across the community via the, quote, "Moccasin Telegraph," said Tiny DeCroy, an Oglala Lakota citizen and director of a youth suicide prevention program. Quote, "Celebrations are starting. They really are," she said. She expressed gratitude to Biden, saying, quote, "A lot of people won't remember what Biden did. They're going to remember he pardoned Leonard Peltier." DeCroy said Peltier, 80, has defied the odds, managing to continue his fight for freedom for nearly 50 years, despite seeing 8 presidents leave office without pardoning him or commuting his sentence. Quote, "Look at the resilience he had," she said. "He would not let them take his spirit. We can learn from that." Outside... And I want to interject here because this is something, you know, when I've said this before, you know, when I'd have hard times and I'd think, oh, then I'd remember Leonard and everything that he's been, you know, gone through in jail. And somehow that would give me strength and go, I can do this. I can do this. And that is the strength that he has given. He has given strength to so many of us just by being who he is. But to continue, outside the Florida prison where Peltier has lived since 2014, members of the Native nonprofit organization NDN Collective gathered with Peltier's lawyers and others. Quote, "All of your fighting for him mattered, and he loves you all," said Nick Tilson, founder and chief executive officer of the NDN Collective. Quote, "It's a good day for Indigenous people and human rights defenders everywhere." He called Peltier's Day of Clemency, quote, "a day of victory." Quote, "It's a time of liberation for our people because of everything we have fought for." Peltier's daughter, Kathy Peltier, shared a short video statement on Facebook confirming the news of her father's release. And she said, quote, "Just thought I'd go on here and express all my gratitude to everyone who has been working on this case," she said. Quote, "I don't know what to tell you guys all still, but thank you for your support. And now we'll see Leonard Peltier as a free man. So I just want to confirm all that because some of you are questioning it. And I saw the news and I've been called upon. So I just encourage everyone to give him more support because he'll need it even more so. All right. Thank you all. Love you all." Mark Talent, former editor of Indian Country Today, who has covered Peltier's story since the 1980s, said other presidential administrations debated releasing Peltier, but ultimately chose not to do so. With Peltier's health in decline, Tarrant, who has called the Peltier's release, expressed support for the decision. Quote, "I think the time is right," he said. Quote, "No other president, I guess, had the guts to do it." But he acknowledged those who have attempted to implicate Peltier in the December 1975 murder of activist Anime Aquash. 2 former AIM members, Arlo Looking Cloud and John Graham, were indicted and convicted of murdering her. Tarrant and others said despite researching an alleged link between Aquash's murder and Peltier, he has never been able to find any evidence that Peltier was involved in her murder. He said Peltier's imprisonment has long been considered politically motivated and reinforced by federal authorities angry over the death of the FBI agents Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams. As a result, he said, Peltier's release likely will be seen as an act of justice by many in the global community. At the same time, advocates of prison reform have also called on Peltier's release, considering his unusually long prison sentence for aiding and abetting and his failing health. Quote, "There's a real problem with the whole federal prison structure," Tarrant said. "You see prisoners in walkers, and it just makes no sense." On Monday, former North Dakota state legislator Ruth Anna Buffalo, who has visited Peltier and long advocated for his release, also expressed gratitude for those who fought for his release. Quote, "I'm just super thankful," she said, "thankful for everyone who worked on his release." There are people who worked for his release who have died before they could see this day. Buffalo, a citizen of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, said she hoped to see Peltier when he returned home to North Dakota, but only when that was appropriate. Quote, I want to make sure his friends and family see him first, she said. Kevin Sharp, the former Chief Justice of the U.S. District Court of the Middle District of Tennessee, handled the legal effort to free Peltier before the NDN Collective took up the effort. Sharp filed two petitions for clemency for Peltier, one during the first Trump administration and one under Biden. He said he was greeted the communication news with, quote, a mixture of excitement and relief. Relief because finally, a modicum of justice was being served, and relief because I am getting a little nervous that maybe this wasn't going to happen, he said. Sharp said he learned about the case from Connie Nelson, Willie Nelson's ex-wife, who gave him the case files. Quote, as a former federal judge and someone who understood the rules of evidence, I could understand how this happened, he said. But over the next 5 years, I learned the why. It led me down the path to understanding the unequal treatment Native Americans have experienced under the law. Sharp said, Biden's move to free Peltier went beyond just one person's case. The prosecution, conviction, and incarceration of Peltier was, quote, a symbol of all the injustices that have been visited on Native Americans at the hands of the United States, he said. And I want to share this with you, and I really want to thank Simon, Simon Fresh of KMUD, who shared this link so I could share this story with you. And it says, it's from NPR, and it says, from Ashley Lopez. Before former President Joe Biden commuted the life sentence of indigenous activist Leonard Peltier on Monday, he received a warning from outgoing FBI Director Christopher, Peltier was convicted of killing two FBI agents in the 1970s. Among other things, Ray told the White House that commuting Peltier's sentence, quote, would be shattering to the victims' loved ones and undermine the principles of justice and accountability that our government should represent. In a statement, Biden said he was commuting Peltier's sentence, quote, so that he serves the remainder of his sentence in home confinement. Peltier is now in his 80s. Indigenous rights and human rights activists have long called for Peltier to be released from a high-security prison in Coleman, Florida. They have argued that Peltier was wrongly convicted of those murders and have called his imprisonment an injustice. At least 34 members of Congress and one of Biden's own cabinet members have also called for Peltier's release. Activists participated in a protest to urge President Joe Biden to grant Leonard Peltier clemency outside the White House on September 12th of 2023. This commutation, however, was expressly discouraged by law enforcement. Ray sent a letter to the White House on January 10th. In it, the FBI director expressed, quote, vehement and steadfast opposition to the commutation of Leonard Peltier's sentence. Quote, I hope these letters are unnecessary and that you are not considering a pardon or commutation, he wrote. Quote, but on behalf of the FBI family and out of the abundance of caution, I want to make sure our position is clear. Peltier is a remorseless killer who brutally murdered two of our own FBI agents, Jack Coulter and Ron Williams. Granting Peltier any relief from his conviction or sentence is wholly unjustified and would be an affront to the rule of law. There was no evidence Peltier ever killed those agents, and the FBI knows it. And they know that it was more than likely, you know, their own fire, friendly fire. But to continue, Ray, who was appointed by President Trump in 2017, announced he is resigning from his post when Biden leaves office. Ahead of his decision, Biden was told by members of the National Congress of the American Indians that Peltier was in poor health and should be sent home for the last years of his life. The group's president, Mark Marcaro of the Pechanga Band of Indians, met with Biden on Air Force One in December, according to the organization's online newsletter. And during the meeting, Marcaro told Biden, quote, Peltier has served 5 decades in federal prison for a crime that the government has admitted it could not prove. And Marcaro also told him that the FBI remained staunchly against clemency for Peltier because, quote, the FBI wants someone to pay for the loss of their two agents, and Peltier is that person. Natalie Barra, president of the FBI Agents Association, said in a statement Monday that they are outraged by the commutation. Barra referred to Peltier as a, quote, a convicted cop killer responsible for the brutal murders of two agents. Quote, this last-second disgraceful act by then-President Biden, which does not change Peltier's guilt but does release him from prison, is cowardly and lacks accountability, she said in her statement. Quote, it is a cruel betrayal to the families and colleagues of these fallen agents and is a slap in the face of law enforcement. No, it is not. The FBI, their COINTELPRO program, the man who headed the COINTELPRO program and did this against Leonard Peltier was the first person to arrive within 5 minutes of the bombing of Judy Berry. We know what the FBI is capable of. I want to just read this that was posted yesterday from Wade Bevelins. I know Indian country is very divided today concerning the release of Leonard Peltier. Rather than turn against one another, let's remember that both Peltier and Anna Mae Aquash were fighting for and fighting against. Remember that it was the feds who were working so hard to feed disinformation and sow discord among the members of AIM, a tactic they still use to effectively keep power. Remember that our greatest strength is in our solidarity. And yes, Leonard will be flying free. And this is a statement from the Lakota law offices. And it says, Lakota law has supported Leonard Peltier's release since our inception in 2004. And we are overjoyed that his double life sentence has been commuted. This should allow him to live out his remaining years among family and participating in ceremony. And it's a long overdue gesture of goodwill towards renegotiating the relationship between sovereigns. We cannot forget that the Corporation of the United States currently occupies indigenous sovereign territory by force of, quote, law, and that the threat of military violence. Leonard will remain a ward of the Bureau of Prisons simply because he is a patriot of the land currently claimed by America. For 50 years, corrupt operations kept Leonard's story covered up. For 50 years, the state actors have defamed the American Indian Movement and the cause of indigenous sovereignty. For 50 years, they've tried to remove the heroic symbols of our struggle to uphold indigenous sovereignty and the validity of American constitutional sovereignty. Leonard Peltier has done 50 years for the cause of indigenous sovereignty. To mention Leonard's name is to call into being the entire history and current lived experiences of the colony and those people targeted by the colony to this day. We are the true patriots of this land, and we have recognized any legitimate claim of Americans to be in this land only through the treaty-making process. We need to talk about the, quote, deep state, which consciously raised indigenous kids known as the feds. Why was Leonard Peltier a captive, a political prisoner of the corrupt FBI? Why did they steal 50 years from Leonard from us? Why was no single operative ever held to account for the scores of murders of Oglala people and supporters of the American Indian Movement on the Pine Ridge Reservation? Scores of murders of Oglala people and supporters of the American Indian Movement on the Pine Ridge Reservation during the corrupt FBI's counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO. I recall a potential operative visiting our home in 1991 in an attempt to cajole information out of my mother, Bernice Iron Eyes, relating to the incidents on the Jumping Bull property which led to Leonard's imprisonment. The pain of corruption is borne by us. We experience the lifelong apprehension of being on the receiving end of politically motivated abuses of corporate and state power. My mother told us not to share things over phones. We know the learned security culture of those whose bodies rush with cortisol when pulled over by a cop because this may be that last day. I am committed to reparations for Leonard Peltier and all those murdered by corrupt people in those agencies who committed horrible crimes to imprison Leonard, murdered scores of Oglala Native people during the tremendous years of the 1970s, and expropriated valuable lands now within the so-called Badlands National Park. Our silence on these matters can no longer be expected. And Again, that's Chase Iron Eyes. He also posted this. Leonard Peltier is going home. Yesterday, after 50 long years behind bars of fabricated charges and falsified evidence, America's longest standing political prisoner was granted release from a maximum security federal prison. I want to thank you and the tens of thousands of others who signed our petition to former President Biden for advocating and helping inspire him as one of his final acts in office to give Leonard the opportunity to rejoin his people. Leonard should now be able to spend his remaining days surrounded by family with the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa in Belcourt, North Dakota. That's a huge win, though it must be pointed out that Biden failed to grant a full pardon. Leonard, therefore, will be held under the custody and surveillance of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which is shameful, though Leonard will be able to realize his fondest wish of being with his loved ones and participating in ceremony in his homelands. Our joy is tempered by the reality that justice has not been fully realized. Leonard, the man, will no longer be behind bars, but he will still be subject to oversight from the federal government, and that makes him all the more potent as an ongoing symbol of our indigenous struggle for sovereignty and justice. The fact is that Leonard Peltier will still be a prisoner in his own homelands, as is, on some level, every Native person who lives in the United States of America, a colonizing entity which only exists because of treaties signed and repeatedly broken. On that note, I'll mention that under normal circumstances, you would be hearing from us about Trump's inauguration and agenda, the party he threw over the weekend that featured a member of the Village People appropriating Native regalia, and the exclusive orders he signed indicating his ongoing disregard for justice and humanity, including pardoning insurrectionists and attempting to revoke birthright citizenship. You'll hear more from us on that matter later. But for now, we give thanks that, at long last, Leonard Peltier is headed back to his birthplace, even if the circumstances are not ideal. Private funding has helped secure a home for him and his family in Belcourt, and we plan to be among the community that welcomes him when he arrives. Stay tuned and stay active. It may sometimes take decades, but when we fight for what is right, we make a difference. And that is Chase Iron Eyes, Executive Director of Lakota People's Law Project. And before I close, I just wanted to read something that Tara Hoska, who is part of the Gimun Collective, and she said, "We are born in this time of crossroads for a reason, with a purpose. We must find our way to those original instructions and dig deep in ourselves. We've done this before. We can stand and must do it again. For our hearts, for our humanity, for our place in this web of life. Our existence is our resistance. Our solidarity is our survival." I will be back next week.
This has been a K-Mite podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast, and also on our website, kmud.org.